We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Seif Yud. Kishem samnim hanekovim b'marzea ke'en oisius, afal pi shenoke le'ene Yehudi lezayif, ein choyshishin. When we're being ma'abed ha'oiris, so they used to make a simin of holes with a marzea in the shape of letters, and we're not concerned that the goy who's being ma'abed ha'oiris can be mezayif those holes. Why not? Mishum demirta sa'ina Yehudi panyaker Yisrael b'tfias ayin. Because the guy, since it's Jewish letters, he's going to be concerned that he'll be caught by the Jew who has tfias ayin on these oisius. And mamela there's no chash that the guy would be ma'abid, non-kosher oiris, and be mezayif the simon. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud, b'tfias ayin, shenosan basimonim, the tfias ayin that the Jew has of the simon, or the Jew may notice that the simon that the guy made is more recent. Another etzah that's brought from the Baruch Shomer is that the yid could write on the inside of the iris, he could write a simon, and that part will not get lost in the ibud because it won't be meubed. And itaka shouldn't do the simon with a marzeya. That it can be done with the marzeya, and we're not worried about ziyuf. Says the Bir Alocha in Sif Yud, ke'en oisius, k'dei shelo yachlif ma'akum b'iris acherim. The concern is that the goy is going to be machlif the kosher iris with non-kosher iris. V'dafka ke'en oisius, the heter only is when the simon is made like Jewish letters. Avol nekovim, but if it's just general holes, Avol nekovim kach l'simon lo mahani. But if it's just holes in a particular shape, that would not help, because then there's no mirtas by the goy. L'zayif, says the Bir Alocha, sheminecha or al gabe or acher. What the goy could do is he could put this or on top of another piece of or. V'oisa gamkein b'matzeh kein oisam oisius, and make the exact same pattern. Kazem Amasa Shekel, the Masa Shekel points out that Tzorach Zahiris Meruba, Kishema Abid al Yedei Akum, Uman, Humaniach Matlis Malanakovim, and Mtsamba Klaf. When a Jew is being Ma'abed Iris, if there's a hole in the Klaf, he's going to understand that it's a problem. But if a guy is being Ma'abed Iris and he finds a hole, so what's he going to do? He's just going to put a patch over the hole. Vaisan Tloyim Karv Levadi Shleinis Abdul Lishma. And that patch, it's almost certain, is not from Iris that were Mu'ubid Lishma. He's just going to take any pieces of ore that he has lying around, lahatel fly, in order to make a patch. And these patches are almost invisible after the ibud has been done, and it's going to be very difficult to catch a guy who puts on such a patch. Mishum de mirtas, this is a mirtas, says the Bir Alocha, halavach ilo shayach b'zesofik d'rabanan l'kula. But there's no possibility to say sofik derabanan lekula ki lishitasa lishma hu derabanan. In as much as we're saying that the din of lishma ibud lishma by iris is only derabanan, nevertheless we're not going to say sofik derabanan lekula. Why not? The kol shenene by haakum rogel v'karav levadihu, because it's not a sofik. If the guy stands to benefit from the ziyuf, so then it's not a suffix, it's a vade that he's going to do it to. But if the guy is not going to be nene by switching the iris, so then taka, we're going to hold that we're not choshish, the prima godim, who's the one who holds that it's only a din derabanan of lishma. So then you can say suffix derabanan lakula if the guy has nothing to benefit. See if you're aleph, or she ibdei shaloi lishmai. If you have iris that were not mu'ubid lishma, im yesh tikun lachzer la'abdei lishma, regarding the question of whether they can subsequently be re-processed with ibud lishma, yisbar b'tur yeridea simen resh ayin aleph, that issue is addressed in yeridea simen resh ayin aleph in the Bir Alocha that we spoke about in previous se'ifim, also addresses this issue. Sif yud beis. Yeah, haklaf me'or behema chaya va'oif ha'tahirim. The klaf should be made from the skins of kosher animals, behemah v'chayav oifat tohirim, afilu minevelu treifus shalahem, even if those animals are nevelus utreifus. It just has to be a min kosher. Avaloi me'ar behemah chayav oifat tohirim, but it can't be from a behemah chayav oif that's tomei. D'chsiv l'mantia teres Hashem b'ficha, mimin hamotir b'ficha. It has to be a type of animal which is intrinsically kosher. Avaloi me'ar dag, you cannot make the claf from the ur of a fish, afilu hutar, mishum denafish, zuame, because the skin of a fish stinks. Says the Bir Alocha, yeah, haklaf me ur behema, ur oif meshubach. The best is fowl. V'achar of chaya, after oif comes chaya, v'achar of behema, and after that comes behema. That's the order of preference when making the iris. Ushlil yaser toiv, and the best thing is the skin of an embryo, she'adayin lo yotze la'avir ha'olam, since it has not yet exited to the avir ha'olam, so it's lacking the impurities of this world. Hatahirim, says the Bir Alocha, u'tahir she'nelda mitmei, regarding the din of a tahir that's nelda mitmei, a'ayin v'tshuvas yad aliyo, she'herech be'ela la'achmir. Look in the Yad Eliyahu where he's machmir, avol tmeya shenolda mitahira, matir lichtoiv alastam, but if it's a tmeya that comes from a tahira, that he holds his mutter. V'ayin tshuv estam hilchis tefillin simen lamed vav, where he has a bit of an arichas about this, and he clears this shayla as well. V'or shel iser hana, regarding oiris from an iser hana, ayin primagodim v'sif katan chav zayin, where he discusses this shayla as well. I believe he's Makel over there. Ayin Sham. Vafilu minevela, vafilu nisnavla al yidei acherim, even if, again, the din is that the animal has to be a kosher min, but it doesn't actually have to be kosher, meaning it could be a treifa. Vafilu nisnavla al yidei acherim, even if it's not a natural treifa, rather, kagoy nechuris vakuris, it was brutalized by some other person or some other animal, that doesn't make a difference. It's still going to be kosher for klaf. As Isaac Tosis and Shabbos on Daf Kuf Ches. Teiris Hashem says the Bir Alocha ve'afilu sharis varam she'enam tanach. Right, we learn it out from Lamantia Teiris Hashem b'ficha, so it has to be mimin hamutar b'ficha. So Teiris Hashem is not exclusive to Sifrei Torah, but it's even other svarim of Tanach she'esh b'am shemir she'enam chokim. Even if it's not a sefer from Tanach, provided it has in it shemesh and in nimchakim, also lichtoy v'alar behemat meya, it would not be permitted to write such a sefer on the ar behemat meya, because that would be considered a bizayin. V'imhem ksuvim rak b'remez l'simen Hashem, but what if it's not an actual shem? It's just like a yud yud or a hey or something like that. So then yesh loymer d'shari lichtoy. Then it, the pash this is that it would be mutter to produce such a sefer. V'huadin sifrei hashasu poiskim kaigav nashari. If there's no actual Shem Hashem, there would be mutter to write it on the or of a behema temeya. Says the mechaber in Sif Yud Gimel, yeah, klaf shalim, the klaf should be whole. Shelo yehebay nekovim, it shouldn't have any holes. In other words, it should be whole, whole. Shelo yehebay nekovim, that it should not have any holes, shouldn't have any holes. She'en hadiyoy over olav, what is the gether of a hole? The gether of a hole is she'en hadiyoy over olav. We'll see what that means. The hainu shloita hei ha'ois, nearest by chaluk alishtayim, that the letter should not be split in half. What does this mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, lishtayim, shehu katan kol kach, ad shekashemavir olav bekulmas nistam hanekev. When is it not considered a hole? If when you cover it with the kulmas, so that hole becomes filled up with diyoy, ve'ein hanekev nirgish b'kulmus, and a second tenai is that the kulmus doesn't feel the hole, so then kaisman olav, you could write on it, and it's going to be kosher. Afal pi, even though shenafal ma'at diyoy b'makam ahu, even though some diyoy falls through the hole, nevertheless, since it closed it up, that's going to be kosher. Ay, v'nir hanekev da k'neged ha'shemesh, that's still going to be kosher. In other words, as long as the nekev is so small that it's only nira, only keneged hashemesh, that's considered that it was closed up with the diyoy, and it's going to be kosher even though some diyoy fell through. Aval im nekev kol kach, but if the hole is so big, she'ein hadiyoy over olav, posel, she'ha'ais nira chaluka l'shtayim al yodei, because then it looks like there's a split in the letter, and that's going to be pasul. V'afilu emanekev be'emtzai ve'ois be'gagoye bi'reicha. Even if the hole is in the center of the pass, the line of dioi, the ovikulmus, even if it's in the center, meaning that the hole is surrounded by dioi, either in the head or in the leg of the letter, udioi makifa mikoltzad, it's surrounded on all sides by dioi, nevertheless, it's pasul. V'afilu im ad makam anekev yesh tzurisois, and even if the hole, in other words, let's say you're dealing with, for instance, a dalet. So if you would, and the hole is on the left side of the gag, surrounded by dioi, and if you would chop off the left side of the ois so that the hole wouldn't be there anymore, you would still have a kosher dalet. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's still possible. All this is provided that the hole was there when the letter was written in the first place. But if the hole, you had a kosher dalet, and then someone came with a hole puncher, and he made the hole afterwards. So then, Ryan, then it depends. Im yesh bo tzuras ha'ois ad makam ha'nekev kosher. If you have the tzuras ha'ois, and others, if you would chop off that part of the letter, and you would still have a kosher letter, then we're going to say it's kosher. Ukmoshin yisbar samoch besif tezayin v'ayim be'er alocha. But if you would not have a kosher letter, so then it would be problematic. That's the achra of the Mishnah Berurah. Zok de be'er alocha. Ayin Mishnah Berurah Seif Sifkaton Lamed Beis, what we just read, Masha Kasafti, Mlacher Aksiva, Rayinim Yesh Beit Tzuras Ois, that if you have a Tzuras Ois and the hole came later, it's going to be kosher. Vim Anekev Shinase Lacher Aksiva, Hurak Be'emtza Oyvei Ha'ois, but what if it's in the middle? So there, we said it was no good, but the Bir Alocha says maybe it would be good. Efshe the Yesh L'tzad L'Hakel Kartaz, maybe you could still be Makel, like the Shita of the Taz, Afilu Amein Bo Yishir Ois Ad HaMokim Ahu, Kevan Deloy Nishtana Tzuras Ois Ali Dezeh. Since at the end of the day, we still see the Dalet, right, or whatever Ois it may be. So even though you don't have a Shir Ois, maybe it's still kosher. Mechidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger, B'dibur HaMaschil Aval, Shanishar B'tzarachin Ala Taz, Nir HaShem HaFakvik B'zer LaHachmer. But it seems from Rabbi Kiva Eger, like he's not prepared to go along with this kula of the Taz, and he would be Machmer. L'fi Be'er HaLavush HaYisrod B'HaTaz, Nuch HaLoyim Rabbi Pshitas, Degam HaTaz Yede B'zer LaHachmer. The Lavush HaYisrod has his interpretation of how to understand the Taz, and according to that understanding of the Lavush HaYisrod, even the Taz is not Mekel. V'loy Ma'iri HaTaz, Rakim Yesh Be'Shir, Ois Adam Mokim Ahu. And the Taz is only Mekel when you do have a Shir Ois. But if you don't have a Shir Ois, then it would not be good. Re'yosei Hu Misif Tezayin, and the Raya is coming up from Sifte Zayin. Mashahevi, Minekev, Minikev Toichehu, Lav Dafka, Ayin Sham. The Lavush HaYisrod explains how he understands the Taz, Ayin Sham, Lachain Din Zet Sarachian. Therefore, says the Bir Halacha, it's not clear to me what the Halacha would be in such a case. Would we say that one could be Mekel like the Pashtus of the Taz? Or no, would we say that one has to be Machmer like Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Lavush HaYisrod's understanding of the Taz? And therefore, the Bir Halacha leaves it as a Tzarachian.